When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Disc one is over, but we are just getting started with disc two here on Post Show Recaps. I am your host of the Final Fantasy podcast, Brooklyn Zed, here with my co-host as always, Adam H. Adam, how's disc two treating you?
It's fun. I'm still having a lot of fun with this game. That's certainly my number one takeaway of everything that I've done so far in Final Fantasy IX. It's just fun. It's really enjoyable. It feels like we're just kind of romping around. We get to go to new places all the time. We're just doing like a little tour of the world here. We're throwing coins in rivers. We're getting soft. We're doing some crazy stuff here. We're all
getting
over the place.
Soft.
Sorry, Zed. Getting super soft. That's my bad. I you know, I have that in my notes here. We got to get the super soft so that we can cure blank. We get to meet up with some old friends. Well, you know, old friends that we didn't. You know, it wasn't that long since they were gone. But we get to eat some Southgate bundt cakes. I mean, we're just having a grand old time here. Get to go to the City of Nobles. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We get to go into underground tunnels and kill bugs. And, you know, my two favorite clown villains make a reappearance right at the end here. We get Zorn and Thord back. Like, what more could you want? Plus, we don't have to spend any time with Pia. This whole time, I was barely with Pia. Like, at all, I just got to be with my true love, my main man, the apple of my eye, Steiner. He's here the whole time, and it makes me so happy. So this was a great little section of game here.
It is kind of wild in this part of the game that you just fully abandoned the ostensible main character for a significant chunk of time.
He was gone the whole time. I mean, like, legit. So admittedly, last section, and I don't know if this is just like the way that I am parsing this out of like maybe I'm not actually doing as much per session as the normal person would, although it's taking me a couple hours every time, so I don't know how y'all have this time kind of time to play, but whatever. If you know, I the way that it's been breaking up for me is that a whole time we'll be with Pia and the gang, and then the next whole time we'll be not with Pia and the gang. And so this time was a non-Pia situation, also, you know, farewell Freya and Vivi and Quinna. In terms of who I prefer having combat-wise, it's not even close. Steiner and Dagger, and even, oh my god, Marcus, feels like the dream three, okay? The other four really have nothing, except for Freya's jump. I do like the Freya, we talked about this before, I do like Freya's jump. Pia is garbo compared to all three of these. He can't heal. Steiner does more damage and is a better tank. I don't even know what Pia is trying to do here. Like, it's really terrible. Quinna wasn't able to eat anything last time. Well, potentially that's partially my fault, but also I think the mechanics of trying to time that 25% threshold are very difficult.
It's tricky.
So Quinn is gone. Like I said, Pia didn't do anything. Vivi missing the magic damage is tough, although it didn't even really do more damage than a normal attack. It was just a different type of damage. So Vivi's cool with the hat and all, but and then Freya's jump, like I said. But honestly, the damage output from Steiner, top tier. Chef's kiss is really good. That man can handle a sword, if you know what I mean. Like, he can, you know, he can get there. And having the healing from Dagger is really the key. Like, that, I mean, that really is the game changer here, because I think I said this last time. In hard fights, I'm just throwing potions just left and right. I'm slinging posh like it's nothing. Like, we are all, I mean, I was going through 15 potions in like a really tough fight. No longer the case, because Dagger can heal. Dagger can bring back from the dead. She has the life ability. I don't know if that's new or leveled up or something, but whatever. We can cure. We can give life. Dagger has plenty of health. Steiner has plenty of health. Steiner has so much attack. Like, these are the ideal three, and I'm glad that I spent the whole time with them, which of course means next week I'll spend no time with them, but we'll get there. We'll deal with that at a future time. That's not my current problem.
I think that's a great way to split it if you don't have a ton of time. Those are kind of natural breaks, so that works out really great. And we will see how things go next week, but we can enjoy the time that we have right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's really how everyone should live their life. If you have a Steiner in your life, just enjoy the time you have with them, because you never know when you might get captured by two little clown jesters and I'm taken to LeBron James, okay? You just never know.
Do you have a Steiner in your life, Adam?
We all have a Steiner in our lives, Ed. Everyone does. Whoever you're thinking of right now, dear listener, that's your Steiner. Everyone's thinking, don't give me that look, Ed. You're thinking of somebody.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
I don't know who it is. I don't know who is the Steiner of your life, but whoever brings you that joy and happiness is who you should just.
Oh, is that the main criteria? It's not the yelling and the jumping up and down.
Well, that's a part of it. I mean, listen, that's the beauty of Steiner. Steiner is whatever you need him to be. He's always there doing his duty. He's fulfilling his promise. He is not thinking for himself in any capacity, except he's maybe starting to gain some realization here. I do think this is going to be the story of the century, of when Steiner has all these realizations of like, maybe I am capable of my own independent thought and I should do something with that. And maybe not just follow rando orders from LeBron James, because she's an evil queen. So I don't know. Steiner's growing. Steiner's learning slowly. It is taking him some time, but he is learning. Steiners always learn.
It would be interesting to hear from people who the Steiner in their life is and what qualities of Steiner they use to determine who the Steiner in their life is.
Yes.
Is it that guy who brings you joy like it is for you? Is it somebody who's jumping up and down and yelling? Is it someone who's going on that very slow growth arc to learn to be a better person? Who's to say? Steiner contains multitudes.
Steiner is just, I mean, that's just, Steiner is whatever you need him to be. Gosh, we all should really appreciate the Steiners of our lives, Ed. It really, this has been my number one point of reflection this past week of, I appreciate you, Steiner.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah. We all should. This was a very fun little section of game here. I'm excited to get into it. We spend most of our time in Trino, but we're still romping around. It does seem like we're just going to new places all the time. And I will admit, if you stuck me on the world map of this game and were like, name any location just based on that world map, I would not be able to do it. Like, I just wouldn't be able to. Maybe the two places that are close together, the south and the north gate or whatever, like, maybe I could get there. Any specific look, I don't know where Trino is. I don't know where Alexandria is. I don't know Bermesia.
Deep in disc 3, I still had this problem. I couldn't, for the life of me, stick the geography in my head. And Final Fantasy 16 has a ton of locations, more than 9, because it's a big modern game. But I had a much better sense of the map in that game for whatever reason. I mean, the font, the like, you know, Renaissance-y old English font that they're using for this map with these graphics does not do it any favors. It's very difficult to read. But I also had a very hard time even remembering if Alexandria was like on the east or the west side.
I have no idea. I mean, I've always been a north side guy, so I, you know, I don't know. No, you didn't like that side.
I'm from the south side of Chicago. You can't bring up the north side to me. We're not talking. We're not.
I mean, we could. I could talk a lot about the Cubs in Wrigleyville. And okay, anyway, that's a separate conversation. Actually, are you a Cubs fan? I have no idea. Do you care about baseball at all?
I'm a White Sox fan.
Oh, yikes. I hate that for you. That's really...
I'm from the South Side. Yeah, what do you I want mean, from me?
I have a lot of family from the South Side that are Cubs fans.
Well, they're wrong.
I wouldn't feel very good about the White Sox organization right now. Losing announcers to the Tigers. You're losing... I mean, it's really...
I'm far less up on my White Sox lore now that I have...
Do you know Jason Benetti? Like, if I said the name, would that do anything for you? Do you know?
You said what name?
Jason Benetti.
No, I don't know who that is.
All right. Okay. That's fine. I think this is basically just a conversation for Mike Edwards, who is the only other person I know who is this into Final Fantasy and baseball. So there you go. That's the quick little shout out here. We should talk about the actual game that was played this week. Unless you want to talk any more about
it. I care about Steve the Stone Pony. And if you don't know who that is, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's get into this. We left off with Pia and the gang, but we're not even going to talk about them until much, much later. They were facing the night lady who had no mercy, but mercifully left them alive.
Beatrix.
And instead, we went back over to Dagger and Steiner, and they're taking the cable car. They're trying to get back to Alexandria. They're like, man, we didn't need Pia anyway. I can't believe he treated me like such a child. And then Steiner's like, he insulted me. I hate him. We're in a rest area, and we're like, okay, time to rest up because we got to take the cable car back to Alexandria. And who should we see at this rest area? Who should just be popping by, popping on through? Cinna and Marcus. Welcome back to the gang, Cinna and Marcus. And the only reason that they're there is because they missed the last cable car because Cinna was too busy slamming down Southgate Bundt cakes. This man was housing those things. He was just guzzling them down, and he had a little bit of a food coma, and they just missed the train. Have you ever missed a train or bus or anything like that because you had too many cakes? Probably not.
I don't think so. Don't think that's a situation specifically I can relate to. I've missed trains.
Yeah.
I don't think I can ever blame it on eating too much.
Do you have like any like stupid reason why you've missed like a bus or train or something? Like, what's the stupidest thing that has happened that you've like had to miss something?
Oh, I mean, I missed a train coming back with my nanny family a few weeks ago, but I think that was just because we were packing with a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
And we got to the train station as the train was pulling up, and we had to go up over the first set of tracks and then down to get to the train. And Dad got there in time, but the rest of us with a suitcase and a 4-year-old in tow did not make it before the train closed. It was that close. Like, if he had stood in the doors, maybe we would have made it. But
dang.
Instead, we had to wait another hour. No.
Oh. He waited for us. I was like, oh my God.
We just had a beautiful view of the Hudson River for an hour while we waited for the next train.
Okay. Well, you know, I would call that probably a pretty like good reason to miss that train. A child getting ready and packing and bringing them along.
Oh,
that feels like a normal.
Oh, here's a stupid reason I missed a plane, because my dad didn't think that the security line would be long at the end of spring break at the airport.
Yeah, security lines are tough, especially if you don't have the pre-check situation, which I definitely don't. I don't know.
This didn't exist 15, 16 years ago, I don't think.
Yeah. Flying is the worst. I really don't like flying. Anyway, they're missing it because of cakes. And we run into Steiner and Cinna and Marcus. And I just love this so, so much, because they're meeting up and they're like, how are you? Hey, what's up? oh, I remember you. And the questions out of Cinna and Marcus's mouth were not like, oh, how's Pia? What's going on? Do you want to help save Blank? The first thing they say to Steiner, oh, I remember you. You're the bad actor. That's the first thing they say. They're just like, man, you really sucked back there. You were the absolute
These guys really
worst.
Care about their craft.
That is
they are
all
part
they
of a theater troupe.
This
remember.
Theater troupe is the most committed I've ever seen. This is like so intense here. You're such a bad actor, Steiner. Oh my gosh. There's the princess. No. Where's Pia? No. Can we help save Blank? No. You're a bad actor. It's so funny. And Steiner's like, what the? What do you mean I'm a bad actor? And Dagobah's gonna tell Steiner, like, just, like, shut up. Let me talk to my friends. Are you friends? Like, is this a... I don't... Okay, far be it from me to question friendships of other people. You know, relationships are complicated. People can be friends. There could be whatever. Love, hate, relate, whatever. Are you friends though? Like they tried to kidnap you. That was like the first interaction that you ever had. And like, I understand that you kind of wanted to be kidnapped, but like, are you friends? I don't know. She gets mad at Steiner. Is like, hey, let me talk to my friends here. And here's the deal. Marcus is going to Trino. I think it's Trino to save Blank.
Whichever.
Going to Trino to save Blank. And the reason he's going to Trino is because they need Super Soft. And so if we go back and we remember a little bit in that whatever creepy forest, Blank got petrified.
The evil forest.
The evil forest. Blank got petrified. And the only way to fix Blank in a quasi-permanent situation is to give him Super Soft. Now, we have Soft. You can buy Soft at basically any, you know, mart here in the game. It's only like 100 gil or whatever. So you can buy Soft. But we need Super Soft. Soft is not good enough.
Not just the regular over-the-counter stuff. We need the prescription strength.
We need prescription-grade soft is what we are looking for here. And that will save Blank. Okay. Cinna is going to update Baku on what's going on. I don't know. He's going to do some other stuff. I have a little confusion about that half of this based on literally the fact that Baku is in Trina. Like, I don't really understand. Anyway. Whatever. Cinna's going to do other stuff. Marcus is going to Trino, get the Super Soft. And we're like, well, we're going to come. We want to come. We want to help save Blank. We want to get the Super Soft with you, Marcus. We want to go to Trino for some reason. We don't want to keep going
soft,
back.
The Super Soft for Blank. Blank Super Soft. The Super Soft specifically super to soft. Save Blank.
Yes. 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 The Super Soft.
Hashtag Blank the Super Soft.
Blank Super Blank needs the Super Soft. Okay, so we're going to Trino. It's the three of us. It's the squad. We get on the cable car, and as we're going, the cable car stops very dramatically, right in the middle of the road. And kind of stumbling through the front of the cable car, just in front of it. I don't really understand how we stopped the cable car on a dime. Like, I don't think that's how those things work, but whatever. This, well, familiar foe, Black Waltz the Third, Walter, comes. I've said Walter before. I said, this is Walter. I don't know. Black Waltz the Third. It's a Friday morning. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Black Waltz the Third comes stumbling across. And notably, we have already killed Black Waltz the Third. Black Waltz the Third was the one that was on the airship as it blew up previously. So taking a little bit of a beating, but it's here. And it's like, must find princess, must bring princess home alive. And then Steiner's like, no, that's not what you're going to do. And then he's like, eliminate. And then becomes a Doctor Who villain at that point. But and then we fight Black Waltz the Third, which had like 5 HP and did no damage. So we kill Black Waltz the Third. Great. We're done. And Marcus is like, whoa, what is this? What are we doing here? This is crazy, but I'm going to help. Okay. We kill Black Waltz the Third. We're back on the cable car. We're still going to Trino. And we're talking. We're having a little bit of a conversation in the car. And Marcus is like, hey, I don't know if you heard this, but Bermesia, not looking good. Not a good situation for Bermesia. It got attacked. I don't know if you heard this through the grapevine.
We've seen it.
And
well, I guess they haven't seen it.
Well, this is the thing, said, because as Marcus is telling it, Steiner is like, what? What do you mean it was attacked? This is a huge problem. We have to go see the queen immediately and see what's going on. And then somehow Dagger is like, Marcus, of course I know this. What do you think? I live under a rock, you big stupid idiot. I know exactly what's going on here. I knew this. How did she know what was going on? Like we're saying, like they have not been to Promethea. How did they hear it? How did she hear it, but Steiner didn't hear it? They've been together the entire time. This made no sense to me. The princess was like offended that Marcus like thought that she hadn't have heard this, but Steiner had not heard it. I don't know. We keep going to Trino. That's where we're going to spend most of our time today is in Trino. And we head through the gate, and I love as we go into a new place, we get like a big, kind of graphic on the place, and we get, you know, the pan over the city at night here. Trino is the city of nobles. And as we hear them say, there's a lot of crime in Trino, and it's kind of, you know, it's become a bad place. And Steiner's immediately like, you thief, you people, like you ruined this town. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be that many crime, but there also doesn't seem to be
a lot of class strife going on.
Yeah, it seems like this whole game has a lot of class strife. But the reason we're in Trino is, well, I don't know. The reason we're in Trino is, like we said before, we're trying to find Supersoft, blank Supersoft, the Supersoft for blank, and one of the nobles has the Supersoft. We don't really know which one, but we're here to steal it. And I love immediately Steiner's like, what do you mean we're here to steal it? There's no way we're here to steal it. Bounce, bounce, bounce. We can't steal. Bounce, bounce, bounce. And then everyone's like, well, yeah, I mean, we're gonna take it. Like, that's just what's gonna happen here. And while Steiner is being outraged, Dagger runs away. Just randomly runs away. Middle of the night, totally fine, just books it. And then Steiner turns around and he's like, oh, where's the princess? Bounce, bounce, bounce. And while that's happening, Marcus runs away. And so now Steiner is left all on his lonesome. And we get to have a little romp around with Steiner. There's a lot of active time events that occur while we are just with Steiner. And I do enjoy the active time events. They're fun. They don't have like a huge impact, but sometimes, at least in this case, they do actually guide me towards where I should be going. So as Steiner is romping around, we'll get to that in just a second. Let's talk about these time events. The first kind of string follows Dagger as she just ran away. And the first thing that happens is she's mugged. 1,000 gil, yoinked, just right there. And of course I'm like, why? It's 1,000 gil. We just lost so much of our money. That's ridiculous. Although I feel like I have 1,000,000 gil and just don't use it for anything. But she lost 1,000 gil. And then it gets a little creepy because we like follow the person who robbed her as like he's running away. And he's like, oh yeah, girls shouldn't be alone at night in this city or else something bad's going to happen to them. And it's like, what? You're the bad thing. What do you mean? Why would you even be saying this out loud? And then he's like, but she was very pretty. What are we doing here? Yeah, it was really weird. And then like Dagger's trying to follow him, so that's creepy. And eventually Dagger gets into the auction house, which we'll get to in just a second. But that's Dagger's side. She gets robbed, basically. Marcus's side is he is meeting up with Baku. Baku is back and he is here in Trino. Now, again, this made no sense to me. I thought Sinnoh was going to meet Baku in Alexandria. I don't know. I think it was Alexandria.
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Sinnoh was going to meet Baku somewhere else, but then Baku's here with Trino. So, like, why didn't Sinnoh just come with us? Is like my big question. I have no idea. He could have just come with instead of.
Yeah, we have an open space in the party, too. It's not even like it was, oh, gosh, I definitely have something else to do. And it's not just that we can't have 5 people.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he could have just come with because I think he's actually like pretty strong in combat, too. So I don't know. Or have we? I think we fought with him before. He was like one of the first people we fought with in the forest. okay, whatever. We meet up with Baku, who is like, I know where the super soft is. But we have to go get it. We have to go steal it from a noble. And you're going to have some people with you, obviously. A little bit of foreshadowing. Not done well. Okay, we're back with Steiner. Let's talk about what Steiner actually does here. It's just kind of a romp around, really. There's nothing like specific here. First of all, I wandered over. It wasn't even on purpose, but I wandered over to the fountain right at that first square, the initial town screen. And, you know, it gives me the, whenever I see a question mark pop up, it's like, okay, well, something can happen here. Hit the question mark and it's like, throw in 10 gil or do nothing. And I'm like, well, I was just robbed for 1,000 gil. So what's 10 more? Like, what, you know, why not do it? And it threw in the 10 gil. And then the screen popped up. You feel happier.
I saw your screenshot of this in the Discord.
Yeah, yesterday. Because this cracked me up. You feel happier by throwing away 10 gil in the fountain. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I do, but there has to be more than that because there's no way that there's just a whole mechanic here for you feel happier as the end result of throwing in 10 gil. So I did it again. Lo and behold, I got even happier. You feel happier over and over again. And then I just kept doing it because I was like, if this is how I lose all my gil, honestly, the image of Steiner just taking every red cent that he owns and just shoving it in the fountain is pretty funny to me. But after I did it, it was like 10 times or something kind of ridiculous. After I did it that many times, it gave me a coin, which I did exchange a little bit later for some stuff, but we'll get to that in a second. So I got something from the fountain.
Oh, great. So you did it the like 12 times or whatever it takes to get
I just thing. Kept doing it.
Wow. I would have bet money that would not happen.
Well, but like there, I'm so
I would
my
bet the 100 gil you have to throw into the fountain to make it happen.
My logic was there's just no way that the only result here is you feel happier. There was just no way that was like the only thing that could happen from this, and so something else had to happen. And at that point, I don't know. I was willing to lose all my gil there. That would have been. I was kind of hoping that. I don't know. So that's the first thing that Steiner does. We keep going. Oh, we have another active time event. Dagger is still running around after being, oh my God, this was probably one of my favorite moments of this whole section here. Dagger's running around after being robbed and it's just like talking to people and she sees this random old man on the bridge or something. And she's like, hey, do you know where the Supersoft is? We're looking for Supersoft. Can you help me? And this old man is like, my wife died 3 years ago. And Dagger's like, what? What question did I ask?
Okay, I'm just gonna back away slowly. Good talk. Goodbye.
Love that. I laughed so hard. Where's the Supersoft? Where we really need the Supersoft. I need to help save my friend. I'm sorry, my wife died 3 years ago. Oh my God. It's just so brutal. Okay. We're back with Steiner. We're running around. We're talking to people on the street. We're going into, all these different places. We meet with, it's not a queen. It's some kind of noble person or whatever, but she's basically like, I don't really want to talk to you unless you have my special coins that I have hidden all throughout.
Stilatio.
Give me my stilettos and then we can talk and I'll give you some stuff. And I hand it over. I think I had one already. And then there was two in this. I don't know. There was at least one. So I got the one from the fountain. I don't know which one it was. I had cancer from something else. I don't know what that was from. And then there was another one that was just in a rando chest in this city. So I handed over the three that I had for like 3,000 gil and something else. There was another.
It's pretty good.
I don't know, something like that. These are
the Zodiac coins. So there's one for each sign of the Zodiac. Some of them you will just kind of come across. Some of them involve hunting down if you're going to actually try and do all of them. Like I missed some of the ones that you can get pretty early until late in the game when I was trying to finish all of them, which I did eventually do. but
yeah, I don't see myself going down that route.
No, I don't see you doing that either.
Yeah. I was happy that I had that three. When she was like, oh, you already have this one, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Good job.
Cool. Yes, I definitely knew that.
Nice work, Adam. Way to go. That was really smart of me to do that a long time ago. Okay, so Steiner is still romping around. We're basically have to go meet up with everyone now. And the first place we're gonna go is the auction house. The classic auction house. You ever been to an auction
house?
The
auction is back.
The auction is back. Actually, I think the auction is back.
The auction is back. It's next week if you're listening to this in real time. No, I've never been to a...
You've never been to any like kind of auction or anything like that? Okay, yeah, neither have I.
Only like silent auctions where you walk around and you write it down on the paper.
Yeah.
And it feels like in that sort of circumstance, I mean, I feel like it's probably like this in regular auctions too. But in a silent auction, don't bid on it till the end. Otherwise, you're just jacking up the price. Although I guess usually at silent auctions, they're raising money for something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I also feel like regular auctions, I would be much more inclined to be like, yeah, I'll bid $300 on this. In the heat of the moment, if someone's like 200, can I hear 200? Can I get 250? Super soft, like super soft, 250. I would be so much more inclined to be like, oh, okay, the pressure of the moment, the heat of the moment, I'm like engaged. Versus a silent auction, I have to be like, oh man, I have to go right
you
down
have to think
this
about
number.
It though,
yeah, and then it's like, okay, please, someone outbid me. Come on. It's super soft.
I did witness a real auction, a live auction happen during the like. Seasonal raising money for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS when Mean Girls was running.
Mm-hmm.
They did a surprise. Tina Fey showed up. Ooh. And they raised money for people to come to SNL. And I'm sure there was something else involved. I can't remember. But someone like spontaneously spent like $4,000. I was like, I cannot imagine going anywhere and mm-hmm. then just like without thinking about it, being like, here, yeah, have several months of my income.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice.
It would take a lot for me to be like, here's a rando 4,000.
I will tell you, on unemployment, that's about 10 weeks worth of money. That's my life right now. So no thank you. Tough.
Yeah, I had to like go.
So SNL tickets are free. What's going on? I don't know.
Wait, are
anyway.
They really? I had to like spend a rando like $100 the other day just doing a safety and emissions test in my car and then getting the updated plate stickers. And it's just like, I really just spent $100 to get a little sticker that has the number 24 on it. Like using my car that I pay for. Because the other thing I had to do was pay my 2022 personal property taxes because of Missouri. And it was just like, I spent $100 here to spend $30 here to spend $30 here so I could have a 24 sticker so I don't get pulled over and have to spend more money on that. And it's like, man, I hate this life.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should take an ad break. We should take a break. Everyone go update your license plate stickers.
Take care of all your adult administrative tasks that you've been putting off. This is if you were waiting for a sign, this is it.
Yeah.
Go do it, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay.
So okay. There was no way that they were able to do it in that amount of time. I just want to. I know.
Maybe
that...
they paused the podcast. Maybe they turned their car around if they were listening in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, we're trying to get the super soft. We're trying so hard to get the super soft. And we go meet up with everyone else. We went to the auction house and we picked up Dagger. Cuju was also there for some reason. Not really sure why. He was just kind of there at the auction house. It seems like I did have the option of bidding on some stuff at the auction house.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't recognize any of the names of anything. And they didn't tell me what it did. And Also, I just didn't want to do it. So
fair enough.
I did not spend money at the auction house. So I'm, you know, there you go. But Kuju was there, and we get this like weird little scene afterwards of Kuju talking to the auctioneer, and basically he was like, I've got her right where I want her. My canary is in perfect position to fly into the cage, or she flew into the cage, and now I'm closing the cage of my canary. I'm Kuju. Kuja. Not Kuju.
And not Kujo.
Not Kujo.
Is the Stephen King demon dog.
Oh, okay.
There's a Stephen King book, Kujo, which I believe is about a scary dog.
I have never read or consumed any piece of Stephen King.
Wow.
Content. Yeah, I don't know. It's like all horror stuff, right? Like I can't do that kind of stuff. It's just not interesting to me.
Okay.
Unless it's Kuju, and then maybe we'll talk about Kuju, but probably not. Okay, so that's Kuju, and he's at the auction house talking about canaries, whatever. We pick up Marcus. He's at the inn, and he knows how to get the soft. We have to go and infiltrate this place. There's like a rando store shop situation that we have to go steal from. Great. And we're getting there. We're riding on a little cart situation. We're riding around. And while we're riding around, we have what I labeled as dueling mentee bees of what's going on here. We have on
mentee
one side.
Bees?
Oh, yeah. Mental breakdowns.
Oh.
On one side, we have Steiner, who is like, oh, my God. How are we in this situation? We're stealing from people. We have to get the super soft. The princess is just going wild these days, and freaking Pia, I hate him. And then on the other side, we have Dagger being like, freaking Pia, I hate him. I cannot believe he treated me like such a child. This is ridiculous. It had been ages since we've even seen Pia, so I don't even really understand how she feels justified like popping off like this. But literally, it is on either side of the cart. Everyone is freaking out and just breaking down. And then in the middle, Marcus is like, oh, what are we doing right now? Like, we need to go get the super soft. Why are we like lamenting our previous like interactions with this 12-year-old? Like, why are we freaking out about this guy? Why does Pia hold so much weight over the emotions of these two people?
Mm.
But here we are, whatever. And we're going to get the super soft. Okay. Second page of notes is where that's where the first page and around the second page. There's only two pages today. So we break into the room. We're stealing. We're really good at breaking into rooms and stealing things. But.
I mean, they are a band of thieves in addition to being a theater.
Well,
group.
One of them is a band of thieves. Dagger is a princess, and Steiner is probably the least.
Steiner's clanking around in armor, yelling "Princess!" Every 5 seconds. Yeah.
Princess, why are we stealing from here? Oh my gosh! And we break into the room, and who should we find? We should get discovered. Dr. Tot. Doc Tot is who
Dr.
we meet.
Tot.
Who we meet here in the basement of this store, and Doc Tot is like, oh my god, princess, you're here in Trino in this basement in the middle of the night stealing stuff. So funny, I used to teach you everything you know. This is crazy that we're meeting up right here right now. What a coinky dink of what's happening. This is ridiculous, unbelievable. And he's like, shh, don't wake the shop owner. I know where the super soft is. Come to my creepy tower and I will help you. And I'm over here like, why are you down here? What are you doing in this basement of the shop, Doc Tot? You have no reason to be here. I mean, we have no reason to be here other than theft and crime. But that's us. Like, that's all. That's with us. Like,
crime is my middle name.
Yeah. Like, that's just a
that's
day.
Our thing.
That's just a day at Trino. Like, I'm not even worried about that. You, Doc Tot, you scholarly man, you. Oldo, what are you doing down here? He's like, don't even worry about it. Go to the tower. I'll unlock the door. Get in there. And then we'll talk. Okay. Weird. Just some weird stuff that's going on here. But we get out and we're like, okay, cool. Let's go to the tower. It'll be fine. This isn't creepy or weird at all. We have a little bit of an active time event here of Cinna missing the bus or the train or the cable car, whatever. Again, this was so funny. He's still pounding cakes. And a little timey-wimey here. Baku comes rushing in and is like, Cinna, you moron. You big stupid idiot. How could you miss this cable car again? I'm going to have to give you my super tornado Tantalus punch. And Cinna's like, no, 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 not that. Anything.
He's like, I'm sorry, my executive function is bad.
Anything but the super tornado Tantalus punch. And Baku's like, come here and take it like a man. He's like, no, no.
Why oughta?
And so that's the active time of it. It was very funny. Okay. We're in the tower. We go back to Tot's tower. And we're walking up and we're like, oh, hey, what's up, Doc? I don't know how you got here before we did, because we went straight here, or why we couldn't have just walked together, but how you doing? And Doc Todd is like,
I have this occurs to me often when I'm playing. I'm like, it's, you're talking to someone and they're like, okay, I'll meet you over there. And I'm like, why are we not just,
we could walk together.
Here. Why are we not just going there together?
Yeah. Like we could go together. Like, hand in hand.
In case you want to go do 16 other things before you do the next thing that makes sense in the timeline of the game, I'll just be over there whenever you feel like walking over there.
Yes. And the thing is, dear game, and this applies to all games, I never want to do the 16 other things. Never. It just never even occurred to me. Okay, so we go to the tower and we're talking with Doc Tot, and we get like a little bit of a history lesson of Doc Tot and Dagger here. Apparently Doc Tot was the one that taught Dagger basically everything she knows. She was tutored by Doc Tot, and we go back to
we get a little tiny dagger,
and we get a little bit of flashbacks to the library that we've actually been in Alexandria Castle. I do like that we're, you know, using some of the same places that we looked for guards in and looked for the princess in. So that was pretty cool. It does get a little weird as they're talking about books, and Doc Todd is like, books are amazing. Books are so just perfect, and we love books. And Dagger's like, no, books suck. I hate them. Except for one book. I really liked one book. And in my mind, I'm like, well, we know where this is going. But of course, Doc Todd is like, well, what book did you like? And Zed, Dagger says with her full chest, I want to be your canary.
Classic stuff.
Are there more books in this universe? Like, is this it? Is this like the epitome of culture? What is the comparison? Like, is this the Macbeth of literature? Like, what
is like the franchise that has, it's like a book that got adapted into a play, that got adapted into a musical, that got adapted into a movie of the musical. And then they made the musical into a play, into a book.
I'm trying to think of what the equivalent is in our world for something like this. That is like this kind of impact that we are teaching it like as a classic, but also it's like still being put on as like modern media. Like I can't think of something that like fits in that category.
Yeah.
Like a Romeo and Juliet.
Like a Romeo and Juliet was exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I want to be your Romeo. Okay.
Romeo and Juliet becomes West Side Story.
Yeah.
Becomes Romeo plus Juliet becomes, mm-hmm. You know.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. All the classics. Okay. So we also have the globe here, and it's kind of at the globe moment where I'm like, I couldn't tell you where anything is on this map, but it's cool. We get
the Gaia globe.
Yeah, the Gaia globe. Cool globe, bro. And okay, we're trying to go see the queen. That's the idea here. We're trying to get the soft and go see the queen. We have the super soft. Dr. Todd is like, here, in this treasure chest that I have right next to my bed is the super soft. I have a couple questions about what you need the super soft for in bed, but whatever. I'm just saying I have questions. That's all I'm saying. I don't want any implications here. I'm just indicating that I have questions.
He had to talk to his doctor
to get the prescription grade super soft.
It was more than 4 hours. Okay, moving on. It had to be said. Continue, please continue.
Okay, I don't even know where we go from here. Usually I'm the one that's going crazy here. Okay, he gives us the super soft. We're like, oh, thank you. Marcus picks it up, and Steiner's like, you ungrateful little jerk, thank the guy. And Dr. Todd is like, Steiner, just chill out, brother. Like, take it down like 10 notches. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe.
Be adapted into a book called Steiner Takes a Chill Pill, in which you just spend a really long time. Steiner's running around and every single friend of his is like, hey, chill out.
Yeah, maybe take it down. Okay, so we have a secret way of getting to the queen, and it is an underground little tunnel that we have to go down and get involved in. I don't know. I didn't really understand what was going on here, but we have a secret way, a secret passage, if you will, of getting there, and it's called Gargan Rue.
Yeah.
Weird name.
That sticks in my head the most from this game.
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. Dun, 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 dun. Oh. I don't really listen to the music of this game while I'm playing it, to be honest. What? I kind of like have the headphones off, like, you know, because there's no like dialogue or anything like that. So I'm not like super. I know. Maybe. All right. Because I'm out.
Everybody wants to know about your takes on the music.
Okay. Well,
this comes up when I'm streaming games you're never going to play.
Yeah. But the problem is then I didn't really like the music at the start of this game, and I really like the game. So I'm trying to not like. You know, I just don't want it to like be the ruining factor. Next time I'll listen to some music. We'll see. Okay, so we're down there and we have like this weird little lever situation that like we have to go over and pull one lever, and then we go to the other side and we pull another lever, and then I don't know. The one thing I'll say about this area down here, the worms that I was fighting, it was just a random encounter. The first worms that I was fighting gave me infinite XP. Like infinite XP. I was leveling up every combat, and I was like, well, this is good stuff. So what if I just stay down here and grinded for like 5 levels, and it was like 5 fights. So that's what I did. I just did a little bit of grinding down here. We got to like level 12 or something, and we started at like level 7. So we're chilling down there. Very strong. Steiner is so strong. And I just love fighting when I have a healer. It's so easy.
It definitely makes life a lot.
It is just so easy comparatively. Like, I like want to be in combat. And anyone who knows any way that I play any type of games, I don't really want to fight. That's not what I'm like super interested in. I much more care about the story and like the funny parts of it. I don't really care about like the actual combat. But I when we have a healer, it just feels so simple. That I like want to grind and make it easier for myself going forward. So we love that.
One of the flaws of this game, and it's not the only one, but in some of the Final Fantasies, and I think I may have talked about this before, is when the potions don't scale with your health. And so eventually, you know, you have 4 digits worth of health, but a high potion is still only healing like 300 HP. And it's like, well, that's not, that ain't cutting it at this point, but you don't get anything better than that. So without a healer in your party who's getting better healing spells, you are really, really hamstrung in terms of what you like. Your damage output can be whatever it is, but if you're getting hit for too much damage at once, then you're just always playing catch up with your health so that you don't get knocked out.
Well, and the other thing is, I feel like we have enough other damage output that I don't need dagger to do damage. Like there was a couple times where actually she was like slapping people around with her rod, and it was like actually not an insignificant
early on amount. In the game, actually the mages in 9 do decent, they do okay damage with their rods, which is not always the case. Sometimes it's like even right off the bat they're doing like 20, and that's all it's ever gonna be.
Yeah, I think she was doing like 70. I mean, it wasn't as much as the other two, but like if I wanted to save MP, it didn't feel bad to just have her.
It didn't feel like a waste, which sometimes it does if you're like, yeah, I just like can't when use Vivi magic right now,
like when Vivi is just attacking, it's like, okay, you might as well just stand there and like do nothing.
It does depend on what weapon they have. Some of them have a higher attack power than others, and then others have better magic power.
But yeah. So down here in Gargan Room, we pull our lever, we do our thing, and apparently there's like a cable car situation that is carried by a giant bug that is crawling on the ceiling. I would be so out in this scenario. You could not pay me to get on this cable car that is being carried around by this giant bug. There's just no way that I would ever do this. But instead, we have to feed the bug. That's how we get the bug to stop. And so we feed the bug. We hop on the cable car, and this is where Steiner has his moment with Doc Todd of just like, hey, maybe Steiner, if you want, maybe have an independent thought. Maybe think about it.
What a read.
Maybe think for yourself for one moment of your miserable life. Like, maybe do some soul searching. And Steiner's like, well, but I'll take it under advisement. I'll think about it. I don't know if you will, Steiner. I think it's going to take some more work than that, but I like the little moment here. We get on the thing, and he pulls the lever, which somehow incentivizes the bug to stop going around in a circle. The logic of this was questionable at best, especially because it very much seemed like we could just walk across. Because as the cable car is being carried across, the bug stops dramatically, and we just hop out and start walking, and we're like, oh my gosh, what is stopping this bug from continuing forward? And then we pan over slowly. Do you think it's that giant monster snake right there that's stopping the bug? Do you think that's maybe it? I don't know, Dagger. Do you think? You think that's it? And then we have a fight with a snake who, again, these are very easy fights at this point because I'm like, I think I'm a little over-leveled. It just runs away in like two rounds. It just kind of slithers away. And I'm like, I would really have liked to kill you, but whatever. I guess maybe we'll see the snake again, or they just made a stupid choice of having a one-time boss snake that just slithers away. Like, give me something for it, but whatever. And then we keep going. We keep walking, and we're like, okay, why did we need the cable car in the first place? We could just walk across. Is there just like one big cavern? Then whatever. We keep going. And we've arrived. We're in Alexandria, except we've never really been to this part of Alexandria before. And Dagger's like, where are we? Steiner's like, where are we? I don't know. And the Dagger's like, I know. I was told stories about this. It's where we would defend ourselves if anyone were to invade Alexandria. And so we keep going further and further into the little room here. And then boom, a cage comes up on one side. And then we're like, oh my God, what is this? We're being trapped. Let's stand right here for the next 3 minutes and wait to see if something happens on the other side of us that might also trap us. Let's just wait right here. No one move. And then a couple of minutes later, the other side goes up and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe that the other side of this was a cage too. And out come our favorite little jesters, Zorn and Thorn, who are like, we've caught you. We've fallen into our trap. I'm Zorn and I'm Thorn. And then Dagger's like, Zorn turns around dramatically. Thorn, how could you do this? I'm going to see my mother. And they're like, you're going to see your mother whether you like it or not. I'm Zorn and I'm Thorn. And Dagger's like, Zorn turns around dramatically. Thorn, how could you do this? Steiner's like, wait, no, you're lying. And I am obsessed with this moment because at the bottom of the screen, Marcus is like, what the fuck is happening right now? Who are these
people? He's like, I was just trying to save my friend. I don't know what any of it. I don't know who you are. I don't even know these people. There was a bug. I don't know.
What is going on? Oh my God. And so that's where we leave off with them. And where I ended, we are back to Pia and the gang. And they're like, oh my God, we were left alive by the person who never shows any mercy. This is amazing. We should go to Clara. Do you remember Clara? Mm-hmm. We should go to Clara, highlights text. Uh-huh. It's maybe in the western part of, I don't know, but it's maybe in the western part of the desert in all highlighted blue. Wait, where is it again? The western part of the desert. and where are we going? Clara. That's where we should go, yeah. Right? Clara.
To the west.
To the west. If we were to hypothetically head out into the world map, you should go west. To Clara. Uh-huh. And so that's probably where we're going to be going next time with Pia and the gang. Vivi's like, I really want to find out more. And Pia, I think, just straight up lies, but maybe it's the truth, I guess. Of just like, we'll find out more in Clara. All your questions will be answered in Clara. And Quinna's like, Clara sounds so friggin' delicious right now. I could go for some yummy Clara.
New food?
So we're all, Clara probably has really good frogs. Although probably not if it's in like a sandstorm situation, but whatever. We're going to Clara, and that is probably where we are headed to next week. But that is what I did this past week.
Amazing. Should we Issa look? I feel like it's Dagger's turn at long last.
Okay, you think it's Dagger? Because I was going to suggest Dr. Tot.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me pull up Dr. Tot here on our Final Fantasy wiki. I love Dr. Tot.
Me too. I don't know at some point we'll have to do Dagger, but I do feel like we have enough game left where... I also don't know if we're going to see Dr. Tot again. Is the thing.
Sure, let's do Dr. Tot. I do want to point out that according to the wiki, Dr. Tot is human. I have some major questions about that.
I don't think so.
Is that the most anti-Semitic Jewish nose I've ever seen? What is happening with Dr. Tot's face?
Yeah, so I feel like we do have to start.
Thought he was like a bird person or something.
Like, you thought that was kind of a beak?
Yes.
Okay, so
he's also really short. Like,
he's
really
very
short.
He's very, very tiny. Like, really, really short. Okay, we do have to start with the Shanaz. I don't know how we don't start with that. It is massive. It looks like a duck bill. Like, really, this could be a bird.
Genuinely, in a game where there are plenty of races of people that are not humans, but that are fully talking and interacting in society, I did not for one second think that Dr. Tot was human.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so, he's very well-dressed. So, outside of the, anti-Semitic nose situation here, every other part of the outfit, I think, looks really good. I love the color coordination here. The top hat with sort of the red band, there's probably a word for that that's not band, but whatever. The red kind of piece down at the bottom, I really do like that. The coat with the red and the white, and even the matching red shoes, like the, it's kind
it's
of like
big
a dark
steampunk
red.
Vibes between the top hat and the little glasses. Mm-hmm. And
the glasses that are all white, that are straight white. I don't know if those are his eyes or if the glasses are opaque, or I don't know. And then we have kind of like a blue little tie. I don't know. It's not a bow tie. It's just kind of there. It's like a blue little, it's almost like a necklace, like a metal type situation. Mm-hmm. I just really love the jacket as well. The white trim with the burnt red is there. And then the hair is a little wild because I don't know if that thing on his left side is an ear or if it's hair.
I think it's hair, because then I guess there's also like mutton chop beard situation, or is that a mustache under his nose? Like, the fact that that's a nose has made me fully have to like reanalyze the whole face.
Yeah, because if that is a mustache, it's a big one.
It's like, what's that Looney Tunes character, Yosemite Sam? Mm-hmm. He's got like a Yosemite Sam mustache and then hair going out in like two pointy triangles on either side. There's a lot of hair choice, bold hair choices being made.
Yeah. And I will say the other thing about this, we've looked at quite a few characters, and I've, you know, had the conversation of dressing up as some of them. This would probably be the easiest to dress up as of those we have seen thus far. Mm-hmm. If you could get access to just like this red kind of fancy jacket and a top hat, this feels very, very doable. Outside
honestly,
of hair.
If you get like the glasses with the fake nose and mustache, you'd be a lot of the way there.
That's exactly what this looks like, is those glasses that have the giant fake nose on them. That like definitely looks like this.
That would be about as far as you could go without it getting
problematic. Really territory. Yeah, really not good. Yeah, but you could get there. Okay. I liked Dr. Todd. Dr. Todd was funny. Also just the name was humorous. I was laughing. Doc Todd. Who is the Todd?
Doc Todd. Or in Japanese, Toto Sensei.
I also still don't know why he was in the rando basement of the shop. I don't know what he was doing there, but
maybe he literally is wearing a fake nose and glasses and a mustache, and he's just always hiding out and up to something.
I guess I like that narrative. I would be a fan. I mean, the glasses are right there. Like, they definitely connect to the nose. Like, I would, like, he could just take it all off. And
like, if he takes the glasses off, the nose is coming off with it. maybe just do that, Dr. Todd. Maybe
just take it off.
Maybe we move on from this look.
I would like to also present one alternative to the mustache. What if that is just nose hair?
Nope.
That's coming down.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
It could be. It really could be.
It could. Like, what in the 1990s Nickelodeon are you talking about?
Oh God.
Oh man. Okay. Excellent. Great. I'm glad we did Dr. Todd. I think that was a great call. We'll certainly have more chances to talk about Garnet in the future. What a strange, tiny, apparently human man.
Yeah, I still don't think this guy's human, but
no. Cosplaying poorly as human, maybe, but certainly not actually human.
He's also got like claws for hands. So, I don't know.
Well, the animation of the graphics of hands in these games, keep in mind that in 7, they just had weird little like boxing mallets for hands. They didn't even actually have hands yet. Yum. So, we're still working on it.
We're getting there.
At this point in the graphics design. All right. Well, I think that's going to be it for us in the realm of Final Fantasy IX and property taxes for this week. Adam, you got anything else you want folks to check out?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, PianoManAdam1, as well as every single week over on One of Scrabble Podcast. We're talking about Girls 5 Eva. We just had Sarah on the podcast, so go check that out. That's 1CXG Podcast. Talking about Doctor Who with Kevin and Melissa. We actually have some specials coming up for new episodes of Doctor Who coming out in November and, of course, on Christmas Day. So we're very excited about that.
And David Tennant's just going to be the Doctor again, apparently?
Well, it's a little... I mean, it's going to be a little complicated and timey-wimey, but I'm very excited to talk about it. Very excited to have Tennant back in the role, so that should be very exciting. And then we get Donna Catherine Tate as the companion again, so we'll see kind of how that goes. And with Neil Patrick Harris is going to be in some of these specials. Like, there's a lot going on in the Doctor Who. It's going to be all on Disney Plus now that they've acquired the rights to all this, so there's a lot going on in the Doctor Who universe. It's bad that I like understand that it's bad, but also they have so much more money to do good things now.
Disney just bought Hulu.
Yeah.
So now it's just...
It's a lot. It's
consolidation is far less than ideal.
There's a lot less than ideal. The other place you can find me, actually, upcoming the new show, Monarch Legacy of Monsters, the Godzilla MonsterVerse King Kong movies. There's a new show coming out on Apple TV Plus that myself and Todd the Librarian are going to be talking about. We just released our preview pod in the first couple episodes drop this upcoming week, so go check that out as well. Low-key said it's actually like pretty good. I'm not even like a big monster whatever action adventure type guy. I've been enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would be, so go check it out. Monsters or Monarch Legacy of Monsters is the name of the show. It's not a good show title, but the show is good.
I mean, I've been great at podcasting about Apple TV Plus shows with bad titles, so I am with you in that boat. You can find me at Hard Rock Hope anywhere I am on the internet, including twitch.tv/HardRockHope, where we are still playing Final Fantasy XII these days. Almost finished. Getting there, I think. Additionally, big shout out. We are recording this the day after the SAG-AFTRA strike concluded. Congratulations to the negotiating team on getting a deal that it sounds like is going to be really good. We'll be getting the details of that in the near future. And I am going to be catching up with Dr. Amanda over at Strike Up the Conversation to kind of wrap up the scene of the strikes as they are coming to a close for now in the world of television and film. So you can find that over at Strike Up the Conversation on Pusha Recaps. Other than that, keep an eye out for a bonus episode of the Our Flag Means Death podcast coming sometime in the near future. We have an exciting interview coming up that we just haven't had a chance to schedule just yet. Please don't forget to support the podcast at pushorecaps.com/patron or patreon.com/pushorecaps. Hang out in the Discord, see the screenshots Adam is posting of Steiner, and I would say other things, but really just Steiner. That's about it for us. Thank you all for listening. Subscribe, rate, review. You, all of those things, greatly appreciated if you're still with us here at the end of this shenanigan of an hour. And we will catch you all again next week with Clara to the West. Go to Clara to the West.